This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, you may not know, but today is World Diabetes Day. Doctors around the globe are trying to draw attention to what could be one of the biggest epidemics of the 21st century. Diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, is soaring in the developing world. We're joined now by Adam Minot, a BBC correspondent, and he's coming to us from Chennai, India, the most affected country. Thanks for being with us, Adam.
Morning. Hello, yes.
Where are you? On the street?
I'm on the street in Chennai, yes. There's been a march going through the town today to draw attention to the severity of diabetes. And it had always been viewed in the past as a disease which hit the developed world, hit the United States, hit Europe. But now it is cutting literally a swathe through populations in the developing world, here in India, in Africa, and elsewhere. I mean, let me give you some figures, for example. It's estimated here that somewhere between 9 and 14% of the Indian population has diabetes. So that is somewhere in excess of 100 million people. So it is potentially an absolute catastrophe that's waiting to happen.
That sounds like a staggering number. Why India? Why such big numbers there?
Well, diabetes type 2 has always been called the disease of affluence. And what happens as countries become better off? Their populations are able to spend more money. They buy junk food. They don't travel as much on foot. They go in cars and on motorbikes. And so really what we are seeing is a change in lifestyle here in India. And on top of that, Indians seem to be predisposed towards getting diabetes. And there is virtually no public information. So there are millions and millions of people in India who have absolutely no idea what diabetes can do.
And, of course, one of the management issues for diabetes is compliance, making sure people monitor their blood and maintain their insulin levels. How difficult is that for a nation like India?
I mean, for some in India, it's a non-starter. But you're right. Compliance is the key thing. And if diabetes type 2 in particular is caught before it develops, it can be arrested. But what is happening is people are starting to lose their sight, they're starting to lose limbs, they're getting heart disease, all symptoms of diabetes. They're not aware what they're getting. They're going late to their physicians to get treatment. And this epidemic is, as I say, cutting a huge swathe through the population here.
And what kinds of things is the Indian government doing to address the issue?
Frankly, not much at the moment. I mean, they've talked about a public information campaign, and that is what's needed. Every Indian needs to know the dangers of diabetes and how to avoid getting diabetes. And the other very worrying thing here is that diabetes formerly had been seen to affect people in their middle age or who are elderly. But we are now seeing in India young people at the age of 13, 14, 15 getting type 2 diabetes. This is pretty much unheard of. And of course, that in itself holds some very, very nasty omens for the future.
Adam Minot, thank you for joining us. Adam Minot is a BBC World Affairs correspondent. He was coming to us from Chennai, India, and he was talking about World Diabetes Day.
That's a huge epidemiological story there in the developing world.
That percentage is quite staggering. 14% of a billion people is very big.
Well, and diabetes, as Dr. Pardis was talking about on the program earlier this week, is an enormous strain on our healthcare system. You can only imagine the strain in India.